B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Vov. We're going to start on the last line of Daf Hei Omid Beis. Says the Gemara, Eize ukotn kol she'ena yochel lirchoy val k'seifoy shel oviv. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omid Aleph. The Mishnah says on Daf Beis Omid Aleph, the first Mishnah, that a child who's old enough to be educated, his father should take him up to the Beis HaMikdosh, aliyo l'regel. And there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, how old is that child? That he's actually old enough or mature enough that he should be taken to aliyah l'regel. Says the Mishnah, Eize ukotn, which is, who is a child who is old enough to, who is young enough to not be able, not to have to come up to aliyah l'regel? Kol she'eino yochid lirkoiv al k'seifov shel ovi v'lalus mirushalayim l'harabayis, divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say that if the child is not old enough that he can be carried on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim up to the Harabayis, to the Beis HaMikdosh, then he's too young and does not need to be taken. That's Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel argue and say, Kol she'eino yochil lechuz biyodei shel oviv, v'lalus mirushalayim l'harabayis. It's not good enough that the father can actually carry the child. That wouldn't be old enough. The child has to be old enough to be able to hold his father's hand and walk with him from Yerushalayim up the Harabayis, up the Temple Mount to the Beis HaMikdosh. That means he doesn't have to be able to walk on his own. He does have to be able to hold his father's hand and go up to the Harabayis. Says the Gemara, Maskif lo Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is now asking a question. Ad hocha man asya. Who brought this child till Yerushalayim? It could be this family were living far away from Yerushalayim. And you're saying that if the child can hold his father's hands from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, then you have to take him. The question is that every single child that got from wherever his home is till Yerushalayim is clearly old enough that he can hold his father's hands and walk up from Yerushalayim up to the Harabayis. If he can manage without his mother for that length of time, then of course he's old enough. So what does it mean that you've got this condition that he has to be able, if he can hold his father's hand, then he can go up? Well, there's no child that got Yerushalayim that can't do that. Omar le Abaye. Abaye said no. Ad hocha de mechayve ime besimcha aisise ime. No. Because till Yerushalayim, the mother had to come. It's true we saw in the Mishnah that a woman doesn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdosh. She hasn't got a chiyuv of re'iyah. But nonetheless, she has to come to Yerushalayim because she has to be besimcha. The pasuk says, "V'samachta ator beischa." She's got to come with her husband to Yerushalayim to be happy there on Yom Tov by eating the basar shlomim, the flesh of the korban shlomim. She doesn't need to go up to Harabayis. So you're asking how the child could get there. The mother had to get to Yerushalayim. Now that the whole family are in Yerushalayim, the question is the child old enough to be able to be taken to the Harabayis, and that's the discussion. Mikan ve'eloch, from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdosh, im yochi la'alois ve'lechis biyodei shel oviv, mi Yerushalayim la'harabayis chayev. If he can hold his father's hand and do that walk, then he's chayev, the father's chayev to take him. Ve'im lo'i, ve'i lo'i potur, and if not, then he's too young and doesn't need to go up to with the father. Continues the Gemara, Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel. Rebbe is now asking a question against Beis Shammai. Ladivrei Beis Shammai is asking a question in the place of Beis Hillel. Whereas Beis Hillel could have and maybe should have asked this question against Beis Shammai, Rebbe is asking this question. What's the question? From a pasuk in Shmuel. It says, V'chano loy also, that Elkanah, who's Chano's wife, Shmuel's father, he went up to do aliyah l'regel, and Chano didn't go up to do aliyah l'regel. Ki omra le'isha, she said to her husband, Ad yigome lanar, our little Shmuel, the little child, when till he becomes 2 years old, he's not yet filled and reached the end of his second year. He still hasn't been weaned, and therefore I'll wait till then, ve'evasiv, and then I will bring him to Yerushalayim. The question is that over there was no Beis HaMikdosh yet. It was before the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. Instead of the Beis HaMikdosh, they had the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Now, assuming that she had to come to, she had to come to Shiloh because she has to be there for the Simcha. And once you're in Shiloh, just to go to the Mishkan with with Shmuel's father, with Elkanah, what would have been the problem with that? V'hashmuel, this little child, he was just under 2 years old. He could have been carried on his father's shoulders. And just to go from Shiloh to the Mishkan Shiloh, why not? According to Beis Shammai, maybe he couldn't walk on his own, but definitely according to Beis Shammai, and where Beis Shammai says you have to be able to, it's enough to be able to carry him to the Beis Hamikdash stroke Mishkan, why was she exempt? Says the Gemara Omar Lei. So the answer to the question against Beis Shammai is that Omar Lei Avua, the father of Rebbe, answered Rebbe's question, Le Tameich, according to you, Rebbe, you're trying to bring proof from here, like Beis Hillel. That it's not good enough that you can actually carry him on your shoulders. He has to be able to walk. Tikshelacha, I'll ask you another question. Chano gufo mim loy mechayve besimcha? What exempted Chano from actually coming to Shiloh? She had to be there for the simcha. Elo, the reason that Chano herself didn't go up to Shiloh, that means, of course, had she come to Shiloh, you'd have a good question. He's old enough to be able to be carried up. He was just under 2 years old, that's fine. But Chano didn't even come to Shiloh. Why? Elo Chano mifankuso yaseiris echazi baby Shmuel. Chano, she saw in Shmuel, he was very pampered and very delicate. V'chosha baby Shmuel luchul shadurcha. And she was afraid that the exhaustion of the way would be more than he could handle. And therefore, she didn't take him to Shiloh. And for that same reason, there was no chiyuv of chinuch here, and he couldn't be left and taken up to the Mishkan in Shiloh. Continues the Gemara. Boyer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon asked the following question. Chigir, a cotton chigir. If you have a minor who's lame, he can't walk properly. Ledivrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, who says that the child who's old enough that he can be carried from the Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis, the one's required to do so. This chigir, this lame child, it's true that Beis Hillel, who says you have to be able to walk up by holding his father's hands, this child can't walk, he's lame. But according to Beis Shammai, it's enough that you can carry the child, why can't you carry the child? So he's lame, put him on your shoulders and carry him up. So a child who's able to be carried up, but he can't walk himself, is one required to take him up to Aliyah L'Regel? Another question, V'suma, and a blind child, L'divrei Shneim, even according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, according to both of them, if you've got a child who's blind, but he could walk up with holding his father's hand, and he can be carried up. According to Beis Shammai, he can be carried up. According to Beis Hillel, he can hold his father's hand and go up to Yerushalayim. Mahu, is the father required to take him up to the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara Heichadomi. Let's try and understand what case is the question. Are we talking about a type of person who's lame, he cannot walk now, and he's never going to become healed? V'suma, and a blind child, she'ein yochel ispateach, who's never going to become healed, he'll never be able to see, then it would seem there's no question. Hashta godil potur kotn miboyam. Why do we educate a child before his bar mitzvah? In order that when he gets older, he'll be in the habit of doing the things he's supposed to be doing. But this child after bar mitzvah, he's not required bichlal to do aliyah l'regel because he's not going to be cured. He's always going to be either blind or lame. Then what would be the point of being mechanachim, of educating him? Says the Gemara Loi. Tzricha b'chigir sheyochel isbashit. We're talking about a child who can actually get healed. V'sumo sheyochel isbateach, and a blind person, a blind child who's actually going to be able to see when he's an older. Tosu says he's going to get healed even before his bar mitzvah. So Mai, that's the question. Do we say that since now he's blind or lame, and anyone who's blind and lame is exempt from the mitzvah? Or do we say no? Chinuch is there to train him for when he's older. When he's older, hopefully he'll be healed and he will be required. So there's a chiyuv of chinuch. Omar Abaya said that you do not have to take him up. Kol heicha degodl mechayev, any child who's in a situation that, besides for his age, if he were old enough, he would be chayev midereise, would be chayev minatoyer to do something. Then midrabanon, we have to educate him even as a child. Kol heichad the godel potur midoiraisa, but a child who's in a situation that were he a godel, he would not be chayev, like this child who at the moment is either lame or blind. Midrabanon koton nami potur, then midrabanon, the one is not required to educate him and to take him to Aliyah L'Regel. Continues the Gemara. B'shamay oimrim haro'iyosh dey kesev v'chulu. And this takes us to the end of the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is discussing that we're going to learn that over Yom Tov there are three korbanos. There's the oilas ra'iya, coming to the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to come without a korban oila called oilas ra'iya. And then you've got the shalmei chagiga. You have to bring, because it's Yom Tov, you have to bring a korban shlomim chagiga. And also there's going to be shalmei simcha, that if you haven't got other korbanos that you can eat to give you happiness over Yom Tov, you have to eat from shalmei simcha, which we'll discuss. The question is, these animals, these korbanos, and the Mishnah is primarily discussing only the oilas ra'iya and the shalmei chagiga. What's the minimum value they have to be worth or cost to fulfill your requirement? B'shamay oimrim ha-ra'iya, the oilas ra'iya, shtei kesef. It has to be worth 2 silver coins. V'chagiga mo'o kesef. But the shalmei chagiga, it's good enough that it's 1 silver coin. Or b'shilil oimrim b'shil, say the opposite. They say ha-ra'iya mo'o kesef, the korban oila, it's enough if it's worth just 1 more. The chagiga shtei kesef, and the korban chagiga has to be worth 2 silver coins. We're going to discuss that now. So we have here machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which one is, so to speak, more prominent, the more important one, the more expensive one. Beis Shammai says it's the korban oila, and Beis Hillel say it's the korban chagiga. Tanu Rabbanon. Beis Shammai oimrim ha-ra'iya, the korban oila sra'iya, shtei kesef, and chagiga mo kesef. Why? So the Braisa says, Shehara'iya oila kula l'gavoya. Since it's a korban oila, and there's something very unique about a korban oila, and that is that unlike other korbanos that gets eaten by koyanim, by the owners, the korban oila is completely goes on the mizbeach, so to speak, it's completely for Hashem. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, a korban oila has to be worth more. Masha'en kein b'chagiga. In contrast to the shalmei chagiga, that's not completely to the mizbeach. Void, another point. Motzinu ba'atzeres. If you look at the psukim on the korbonis of Shavuos, shariba bohen akosuv ba'oilois yoisim b'beshlomim. If you look in the psukim there, you'll see by the oilois that together with the shtei alechem, they would bring 7 lambs and a par and 2 elim, 2 rams as an oila. And for shlomim, they would only bring the 2 lambs. So we see that in the korbanos of Shavuos, there were many more korban oilois than korban shlomim. So you see that oila is more prominent. Therefore, regarding the oila sra'iya and the shalmei chagiga, says Beis Shammai, the oila sra'iya has to be worth more than the korban chagiga. U'beshilil oimrim, Beshilil argue and say no. Ha-ra'iya mo'o kesef, v'chagiga shtei kesef. The chagiga has to be worth at least double of the minimum value of the oila. Shechagiga yeshno lifnei adibur, because the korban chagiga, it was actually there, it applied, they brought it, it was a korban that was offered even before Matan Torah. Mashenkin b'ra'iya, but the oila, there was no oila sra'iya before Matan Torah, before we got the Torah, and that gives prominence to the korban chagiga, and therefore the chagiga has to be worth more. V'oid motzinu also b'nasiim, when they inaugurated the Mishkan the first time, and the nasiim, the 12 Nasiim from the Shvatim would bring their korbanis. Sheribo ben akosov b'shlomim yoisim b'oilois. If you look in the psukim there, you'll see that the Nasiim brought many more shlomim than they brought oilois. So you see that the shlomim has prominence over oila, and therefore says Beis Hillel that the shlomim has to be worth 2 silver coins, and the oila it's enough if it's worth just 1. Now the Gemara is going to discuss how they explain and refute each other's opinions. U'bishilil maitama le'omru k'Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Hillel not hear Beis Shammai's train of thought? Says the Gemara, the ka'omru is because you Beis Shammai, you said the ra'iya adifa, that the korban oila, the oila sriya is preferable, it's got to be more expensive. The oila kula le'gavoya, because the oila goes completely on the mizbeach, and that's why Beis Shammai explained why the oila has to be at least double of the minimum of a shlomim. Adarab, on the contrary, says Beis Hillel, chagiga adifa, I think that that's the very reason that the chagiga is preference. Deis Beis Shtei Achilois, because there are 2, so to speak, entities who are eating from it. The korban oila, only the mizbeach is eating it. The korban shlomim, it's also the mizbeach and also the people. And that gives it more prominence. Udekomrus, and your second claim, Beis Shammai, that Nelef Me'atzeres, that from the korbonis of Shavuos, we see with the Shtei Alechem, you see there were more oilois than shlomim, then donin korban yochid mi korban yochid. we're discussing here the Oila Sir'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga, which are private korbonis. They are paid for by the individual. So we'd rather learn that from the korbonis of the Nesi'im, which were private korbonis. Ve'in donin korban yochid mi korban tzibur, and we'd rather not learn the halachas of Oila Sir'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga from the korbonis of Shavuos, which are communal korbonis. They were korbonis that were paid for by the treasury of the public money. Ubishamai maitam elo omri kibisilil. Why did Beis Shammai not hear Beis Hillel's claims? So he says as follows: the Ka'omros Chagiga Adi, for this that you Beis Hillel said that Chagiga is more, the Yeshna Lifnei Adibur, because it was there before Matan Torah. Re'iyah Nami Yeshna Lifnei Adibur. The sources also, we're going to soon see about that soon, but even the Korban Oila, and it's going to, the Korban Oila also was brought before Matan Torah. And we'll have to see what they're arguing about. We'll see, we'll come back to that. Udika Omris and Yubis Hillel, who said, Nailif Minasiim, that from the Nasiim you see they brought more Shlomim than Oila. He says, Donin Dova Hanoyeg Ladoiris, Beis Shammai claim, I'd rather learn Shalmei Chagiga and Oila Sri'iyah, Midova Hanoyeg Ladoiris, from the Shtealechem, from the Karbonis of Shavuos, which are brought through the generations, like Oila Sri'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, Ve'in Donin Dova Hanoyeg Ladoiris, Midova She'in Hanoyeg Ladoiris, and I'd rather not learn the halachas of Shalmei Chagiga and Oila Sri'iyah, which is applies to all the generations, from the Nesi'im that doesn't apply in the future. It just happened once, and therefore that was an exception. And we don't want to learn from an exception. Says the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel, it would seem that Beis Shammai is right, because the Pasuk does say, regarding the before Matan Torah, it says, Vayishlach esnari bnei Yisrael vayalu oilois vayizbechu zov zvochim shlomim lashem porim. So, of course they brought shlomim. It says in the Pasuk, but it also says vayalu oilois. So that's what Beis Shammai's claim against Beis Hillel was, that you Beis Hillel are giving preference to shlomim. Because shlomim was there before Matan Torah, so was Oila. Ubeis Hillel maishno chagiga deyeshno lifnei adibur. Beis Hillel, what's their source that there was a korban shlomim, which is called chagiga? Why is it called chagiga? Because they actually told Pari, we're going ve'yachoygu, we're going to the desert. We want to go to the desert to bring chagiga. So the korbanos were called a chagiga. The yeshno lifnei adibur. It was there before Matan Torah. Tichsev, as it says, the pasuk we just quoted, vayizbechu zvachim shlomim. Re'iyonami oksev, but in the same pasuk it says regarding the oila, it says vayalu oilois. And we assume that those oilois are somewhat considered an oilas re'iyah. They brought the korbanos because of the shechina that was there. Answers the Gemara, Kosavra Beis Hillel, Oilo Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbo Oilas Tomid Avoy. Beis Hillel holds that Oila was not an Oila Sur'iyah. It was the daily regular Korban Tomid, which was also an Oila. And therefore, it's not relevant to this discussion. So Shlomim, which are called Chagiga, was brought before Matan Torah. Oila Sur'iyah was not brought. The Oila there was not an Oila Sur'iyah. It was an Oilas Tomid. And therefore, that's what Beis Hillel holds. Or Beis Shammai Sovra, and that's where Beis Shammai argue with Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai say that when it says in the Pasuk, Vayalu Oilois, they hold Oilo Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, that Oilo that was brought in the desert by Klan Yisrael, Oilas Re'iyah Havoy. It wasn't referring to the Oilas Tomid, it was referring to the Oilas Re'iyah. And therefore, Beis Shammai say that there's no preference of Shlomim over the Shalmei Chagiga, over the Oila Sur'iyah, from the fact that it was before Matan Torah, because the Oila Sur'iyah was also before Matan Torah. Omar Abaye. Abaye is now going to make an interesting statement, and then the Gemara is going to prove it, and it's going to explain it. Omar Abaye. Beis Shammai, Verebe Lozor, Verebe Shmuel, three Tanoim, Kulu Sviru Luhu, they all hold Oilo Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar. This that it says in the Pasuk, Vayalu Oilois, what does it mean? Oila Sur'iyah Havoyu. It was actually an Oila Sur'iyah, as it says, Vayechazu Elo Elikim. They brought it because of the vision they had of the Shechina. It was considered an Oila Sur'iyah. And we saw, Beis Shammai, we just saw now. Ubeis Hillel, Vereb Akiva, Vereb Yosi Aglili. Those three Tanoim hold, Kulu Sviru Lu, Oila Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbo, Oila Tomid Havoyu. And since it was an Oila Tomid, it wasn't an Oila Sur'iyah. And Beis Hillel we just saw, since it wasn't an Oila Sur'iyah, so they only brought the Korban Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga, and not the Oila Sur'iyah. Ms. Hillel brought proof from there that we give preference to the Shalmei Chagiga over the Oilas Ri'iyah, at least regarding its value. So Beis Shammai, we're going to go one by one. We're starting with a list of the three Tanoim who hold that when it says in the Pasuk, Vayalu Oilos, it was talking about Oilas Ri'iyah. Number one is Beis Shammai. Like we just saw, that's how Beis Shammai refuted Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shmuel, where do we see that Rabbi Shmuel says that? Titania, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Oimir. Klolus Nemru Besinai, Uprotus Bo'el Moed. Rabbi Shmuel says that the generalizations that were given at Sinai were not given with the details, and the details were only given later in the Oel Moed. Rabbi Akiva argues and says that whenever the generalizations were given, the details were given with it. You cannot give a mitzvah without telling us the details of how to keep the mitzvah. He says, Klolos uprotus nemru b'sinai. It's true that in the Chumash it's only recorded some of the generalizations. However, the details were also given at Sinai. V'nishnu b'oil moed. When in the oil moed, the Torah tells us about the details that were given, then the rules, the generalizations and the details were given again in the oil moed. V'nishtalshu, and a third time it was given b'arav ismoyev, at the end of the 40 years, where Moshe Rabbeinu again repeated the Torah, the klolim with the protim. Now the Gemara is going to bring the proof. V'yisol k'daitach, if you're going to say that oilo she'ekrivu Yisrael b'midbar, that the korban oilo that was brought, that was actually brought before Matan Torah, before the details were given in oil moed, and you're going to say oilas tomid avoi, you're going to say it was an oilas tomid, we have a problem. Mi'ikam midi, is it possible that this very same korban tomid, the mi'ikara loiboya hefshet v'nituach, that before oil moed, we didn't know the details of skinning the oilah, the tomid, and cutting it into its relevant pieces. We didn't know that because those are details, and those details are only told to us in the oil moed. Could it be they brought a korban oilah, the oilah's tomid, without knowing that how to do it? And only lebesayif, and only much later in the oil moed, boye hefshev v'nituach, they were suddenly told how to do the korban tomid? It cannot be. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's no problem. The details were given. Whenever the rules were given, the details were given. If it was at Matan Torah or before Matan Torah, that's a discussion. But whenever there was a Korban Tomid, they knew exactly how to do it with the details. It's only according to Rabbi Shmuel who says that the details were not given, it cannot be a Korban Tomid. So which Oila was it? It must be that it was just an Oilas Ri'iyah. And that's not something the Torah told them to bring. It's something they brought on their own accord. They brought it on their own accord, so the details didn't really matter that much. So that's a proof that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Oilah that was brought must be, it was not the Oilas Tomid, it must be it was the Oilas Ri'iyah. Rabbi Loza, the third Tana who says it was an Oilas Ri'iyah, is the Rabbi Loza. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, Oilas Tomid, the korban oilas tomid, it's explicit mention of the tomid ha'asuya b'har Sinai, that was done, that was made at Har Sinai, l'reach nichoyach ishe l'ashem. So says the Rebbe Loza Oimir, ma'aseo nemru b'sinai. When it says oilas tomid ha'asuya, it doesn't mean that it was actually done at Sinai. No, it means that it was spoken about. The concept of a korban tomid was told to them at Sinai. V'hi atzmo loy korva. But the Korban Tomid itself was not actually brought up. Why? Why was the Korban Tomid not brought up? Because we didn't know the details yet. So how are they going to explain the Pasuk that says that they brought the Oilois, the Vayalu Oilois? It must be it was an Oilas Ri'iyah, not the Korban Tomid. That's Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Akiva argues, Oimir, Korva, the Korban Tomid itself was offered up, and this is consistent with what we saw Rabbi Akiva at the top of the Omud, who says that the details were given together with the generalizations. So whenever they heard about the Korban Tomid, they heard the details, and they could well have brought the Korban Tomid even before Arav Ismayov, even before the Oil Moed. But Shuvlai Poska, Rabbi Akiva says they started at Sinai bringing the Korban Tomid, and they never stopped. Says the Gemara, you, Rabbi Akiva, you just said now that they brought the Korban Tomid from Sinai and they never stopped bringing it. Elomani Makaim, how are you going to understand the Pasuk in Amos? The Pasuk says, Hazvachim u'mincha, higashtem li b'midbar arboim shono, Beis Yisrael? In the desert, did you offer up the Korbonis in the desert? Rabbi Kiva just said they brought up the Korbonis and they never stopped. says the Gemara, what the Pasuk means is the rest of Klal Yisrael. Because the rest of Klal Yisrael were in some form of excommunication, and therefore they were Nazifa, they didn't bring Korbonus. However, Shivtoi Shelevi, it was the Shevet Levi, Shelo Avdu Avodah Zarah, they didn't serve the Egel, they had no part in the Avodah Zarah. Heinekrivu Eisa, they brought the Korbonus, those korbanos from their money, these oilos that Bakiva was talking about, that they were started bringing at Sinai and never stopped. That was the Levim themselves who brought the korban tamid from their money, and that's what Bakiva was referring to. So we've seen now three Tanoim who say that the oila that was brought before Matan Torah was the oilas ra'iya, not the oilas tamid. Bis Hillel. Now we're going to the other list, with the three Tanoim who say that the Korban Oila was actually the Oilas Tomid, not the Oilas Ri'ya. Bis Hillel, Hoda Omron. We saw Bis Hillel said on Omid Aleph that the reason that the Korban Chagiga has to be worth more than the Oilas Ri'ya is because there was no Oilas Ri'ya before Matan Torah. So which Oila was there? The Oilas Tomid. Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva? Hod Omron, we've just mentioned him at the top of the Omid. It says that Klolos Uprotos Nemru, and Rabbi Akiva says that that was the first Rabbi Akiva. The second Rabbi Akiva we saw says that Korva, they actually brought the Korban, says explicitly, they brought the Korban Tomid in Sinai already. So we've seen that. Who's the third Tana? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. Sholo Yish Mitzvois Nitztavu Yisrael Baloisom Leregel. Klal Yisrael, when they came up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, they had to do three mitzvahs. Number one, Ru'iyah, they had to come and be seen and see the Beis HaMikdash and bring the Oilas Ru'iyah. Number two, the Chagiga, they had to bring the Shalmi Chagiga. And three is the Vesimcha, to be happy, and being happy is only by eating korbonos. They would offer Shalmi Simcha. And there's something unique about all three. Yesh b'ru'iyah she'ein b'shteyem. There's something unique about the oilas ru'iyah, which the other two korbanos don't have. V'yesh b'chagiga she'ein b'shteyem. There's something unique about the korban chagiga. V'yesh b'simcha she'ein b'shteyem. And there's something unique about simcha that the others don't have. Yesh b'ru'iyah she'ein b'shteyem. What's unique about the oilas ru'iyah? She'ru'iyah oila kula l'gavoya. That the korban oilas ru'iyah is a korban oila. The korban oila goes completely on the mizbeach. That's unique about the Korban Oila. Mashein kin b'shteyem, the other two, the Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, are Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim doesn't go entirely on the Mizbeach. Yesh b'chagiga mashein b'shteyem. What's unique about Chagiga? Shechagiga yesh no lifnei adibur. Because the Korban Chagiga, as Bissel said before, the Korban Chagiga was brought before Matan Torah. As we saw before, that they brought that Vayizbuchu Zvochim Shlomim Lashem Porim, and the Pasuk says that they told Pari Vayechoyguli Bamidbar that the Korbanus are referred to, it wasn't Yom Tov, but it's referred to as a Chagiga. So the Korban Chagiga is unique in as much as it was there already before Matan Torah. Masheinkin Bishtem, but the Oilas Ru'iyah, as we saw before, that this is going to be the proof that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds this way, that there was no Oilas Ru'iyah before Matan Torah. It must be the Oila that was brought was the Oilas Tomid. And that's the proof. That's what we're trying to bring. This is the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Yesh b'simcha mashein b'shtem. What's unique about simcha? Shasimcha neheges ba'anoshim u'banoshim. Mashein kin b'shtem. The Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Ru'iyah, noshim apotur. However, the simcha, noshim achayev, because it says in the Pasuk, that you have to be happy, you and your wife and your home, and therefore they have chayev basimcha. Continues the Gemara, V'Rabbi Shmuel, you Abaya said, and that's what we're in the middle of learning, that Abaya said that Rabbi Shmuel is one of those who, like Beis Shammai, hold that the oila that was brought in the midbar was an oilas ru'iyah, not an oilas tomid. What was the proof? All we know is that Rabbi Shmuel said that the details were not given together with the rules, with the generalizations. So Abaya said that if the korban they brought was the korban tomid, but the details of hefshet v'nituach, how to cut the animal, how to skin the animal, that's something that was only explicitly told to us in the Oyel Moed. So how it can't be that they brought a korban tomid. Can it be that they bring a korban tomid without knowing the details and possibly not doing it according to the details and later changing and saying, well, this is the way it should have been done? That was Abaya's proof. And the Gemara is going to challenge that now. My tama k'moik muslik b'shamay. What told you that Rabbi Shmuel holds like b'shamay and the halacha is never like b'shamay? We know that in almost every case, b'shamay and b'shilal, the halacha is like b'shilal, not b'shamay. So what was your proof that Shmuel holds like Bishamai? Just because of that question? Yisol kedaitoch, oilo shekrivu Yisrael bamid bo'oilas tomid. You had a question that if the oilo that was brought before Sinai was a korban oilas tomid, havoi, mi'ika mididi mi'kora loy boye hefshet v'nituach ole b'soif, boye hefshet v'nituach. And you had this question, how can it be that the korban oilo that was brought at Sinai, before the details were given, didn't need to be skinned and cut up, and afterwards it does, the korban tomid, after the details were given in oil moed, do need hefshet v'nituach, and that didn't sound right to you. And because of that, you're assuming that the oilo was the oilas ru'iyah, not the oilas tomid. Says the Gemara that that's not a good enough reason to assume Rabbi Shmuel says like Beis Shammai. V'Rabbi Yosi Aglidi, we just saw Rabbi Yosi Aglidi explicitly says the Omar Oilo Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Tomid Havoi. He says explicitly it was the Oilas Tomid, and indeed Meikara Loi Boye Hefshet. And he had no problem. We'll soon see in a braisa, Rabbi Yosi Aglidi is going to say this explicitly. We don't have an issue with the fact that before you know the details, you did what you understood then, and the details will be developed later, and then you'll know how to do it from then on. It's not a question. So it could be that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Bis Hillel, and he says they brought an oilas tomit. The tani we saw in the braisa, Rabbi Yosi Aglidi oimer, oilo shekrivu Yisrael bamidbar, einot uno hefshet v'nituach. He said explicitly that oila that was brought in the midbar at first didn't need hefshet v'nituach because we didn't know about hefshet v'nituach. Lefi she'ein hefshet v'nituach elo me'ol moed ve'elech, because the requirement and the knowledge of hefshet v'nituach was only given to us in the oil moed, which is like Rabbi Shmuel said before, that the details were not given with the generalizations themselves. So he says explicitly, I don't have a problem with that. So Rabbi Yosi Aglidi and the Braisa didn't have a problem with that. There's a good chance Rabbi Shmuel didn't have a problem with that. How can you say Rabbi Shmuel says like Bis Shammai? Says the Gemara, you're right, somi mikan Rabbi Shmuel, that not like Abaya said initially, we're actually removing Rabbi Shmuel from the list, and there's only two Tanoim. There's only Bis Shammai and Rebbe Lozo, who say that it was the oilas ru'iyah. Rabbi Shmuel could well hold it was an oilas tomid, like Beis Hillel, Rebbe Akiva, and Rabbi Yosi Aglidi. Continues the Gemara, boy Rebbe Chisda, haikra heichaksiv. This pasuk that we saw, we mentioned it before, vayishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilois, vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim l'ashem porim. So the question is, how are we going to read this pasuk? It says, vayishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilois, Vayalu oilois. What would that mean? Because the pasuk says they brought korban oilois. What oilois? Which animal was it? We know what type of korban it was. It was an oila. Which animal? Kvasim. It may have been lambs. Vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim lashem. And then the pasuk says vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim lashem. Porim. Porim are bulls. Because what the Gemara is now addressing is that the pasuk says vayalu oilois. They brought oilois. Also, vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim, they brought shlomim lashem, porim, bulls. Bulls is just the shlomim were bulls, or maybe the oilos were also bulls, and maybe the oilos were not bulls, maybe the oilos were lambs. That's the question. Is it vayalu oilos kvasim, lambs, vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim lashem, porim, only the shlomim were the bulls? Oidilma, maybe not. Idi v'idi porim hava. Both of them were bulls. Vayalu oilois and vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim lashem, and both the oilois and the shlomim were porim, were bulls. Says the Gemara l'may nafkamina. What's the difference? Whatever they did then, they did then. What's the, they did that at, before Matan Torah, at Sinai, in the Midbar. Like, what relevance? Why would it make a difference? Says the Gemara, Marzutra Omar lePisuk Tamim. You have to know where to put the comma. That's in English, that's how we would say. In we know in the Torah there's Tamim, there's a certain way it's read. And there are some Tamim, Trop, there are some Tamim which are in the place of commas and others not. So you have to know, is it Vayalu Oilois comma? And then Vayizbuchu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem Porim, because the Oilois were not Porim? Or no? Vayalu Oilois Vayizbuchu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem, and both of them were Porim, and you don't put a comma, a period in between. So you have to know how, where to put the tamim. Rabbi Acha Barei D'Ravah Omar, lo'oimir harei olai oilo, ko'oilo she'ekrivu Yisrael bamidbar. The difference will be, what happens if somebody says, I'm committing myself to bring an oilo, the same oilo that was brought in the midbar. So now I need to know what oilo they brought, because I need to know what I committed myself to. Mai, was it porim hava or kvasim hava? Was it bulls or was it a lamb? What do I need to bring? Says the Gemara, teiku, we have no way of resolving that. We have to let this question stand for now. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.